Working out to here's room this week. Matter of fact, Trevor wanted to come to some white rooms with you. nigga, Trevor doing comedy in. He performed in a freezer one time.
It's kind of funny. It was like in the back of an ice cream shop. It's like you open the freezer door and it's like this little room.
Comedy show. He performed in the back.
Nah, that's normal. It's just literally a door.
Oh, it wasn't on?
No.
Oh, that's why I thought, man, y'all white. It could. It's possible.
It's like the Travel Channel of comedy.
He performed in somebody's backyard. I was like, Trev, you be doing shows.
Yeah, there's all types of shows out here. Some are good, but sometimes like the show, like idea is better than the show when you get there.
Yeah.
It's like it's outside on a farm. You're like,
what was the weirdest one you've done?
Outside on a farm.
I did one outside at a country club, but everybody was mad spread out with those giant circle-ass tables. Yeah, like, no joke is going to hit
you. Just
here.
Lose internet here?
Wi-Fi's been tripping.
A lot of people smiling there.
Are y'all ready?
But laughter is best when it's condensed.
Oh, we slated?
You know, because it gets that effect. Yep. Like,
strong smiles.
Hand bone, have you heard?
Ready?
Yeah.
Yo, what up? Welcome back to another episode of Versus. This is Squad Pat.
Squad Pat?
Squad Pat? What
on?
In that brisket your mind of yours.
I want to know how many episodes before he gets it clean.
He's never going to do it.
Squad Pat.
You know what? I saw the lack of confidence in Kevin's
His
face.
Brain was just like, just throw these two words.
And my confidence was like, well, shit, if you don't care, I don't care.
We're all looking at him like this.
There we go.
I watched the first three episodes back. I was like, oh, he messed up all three. Literally, the cold open is him just like,
if nothing,
somebody falling down the stairs.
Came to read out loud at you, you were just like,
he would just punch the nigga next to him. Spin me, bitch.
You cuss too much.
Let's talk about it. Nigga, I be cussing. Listen, I heard all the comments. Oh my God, I just clutched my pearls in disbelief.
Yeah.
When Doughboy cusses, look, man, I've been cussing. I do a podcast with Kev.
Yeah.
Righteous and Ratchet, I don't cuss there because he don't cuss. I do that as a consideration to him. But here I'm talking all that fuck shit.
So, you cuss?
All that fuck shit is 13-year-old cuss.
Wear fake jewelry.
Oh,
eat
man, shut your ass up, nigga.
Ask the whole audience for permission. Guys,
it's like, no one's trying too hard. I'll be trying hard not to cuss with this nigga. Y'all don't know me for real.
All right, let's try it again.
All right. Oh, we're going to start this over from the beginning? Oh,
I like this.
Don't start it over.
No, don't get involved.
Here we go.
Okay, here we go.
No, why would you torture yourself?
Here we go.
You're in your head too much.
Welcome back to the Squadcast. We're out here. It's another episode of Versus. Yeah. Shout out to the squad there in the building.
Got it, man. Got it.
Fuck you, Pat. Shut up.
Everything had like a question mark and an explanation. It was like, we are the Squadcast.
He's like waiting for somebody to jump in.
Because it never feels natural saying Squadcast.
The squad is here?
We out here?
Okay, I just want all of us to try one time to do an intro and see if we mess up.
Okay.
All right, Pat, you go first.
What? Squadcast, I'm here with the squad.
What up, y'all? We out here another episode of Versus the Squadcast.
I'll go first. I'll do it like this. What up, y'all? This is another installment of Squadcast. Got the whole squad here. I'm your boy, Doughboy. We're about to kick it off. Y'all ready for this?
Why'd you speed up? Like, he forgot
Versus.
You got to say everything.
You've been watching Nick Cannon videos. That was pretty good.
He messed up because he didn't say everything.
But it turned into an auction.
No run backs. We don't let Tahir run it.
Right,
what up, y'all? It's your boy Cam on stage. This is another episode of Versus the All Dev Squadcast. We're here with the squad.
Hey, see how easy this is?
You shut up.
All right, Pat, show him.
Pat high. He gonna mess up everything.
I'm gonna just mess up because I'm your friend, man. Well, y'all, squad. I'm your friend.
Squad Pat.
See,
it's difficult.
Charlie Brown's teacher.
Every time my tongue moves, we're like, slow and just drag it all over the place. All right, man.
Chad, your turn.
What's up? We're here. here at the Squad Cast doing squad shit, a whole lot of squad shit. If you say squad enough, everybody's happy. I don't even know what the sentence is, but
he turned into his own bully. Hey, what's up? This
guy. Fucking this guy. This guy. He gave himself a noogie. What's you? I mean,
the people at home right now are just saying it out loud, just swinging in the air like, just say it already.
All right, you're off the hook.
See? There you go.
Squadcast.
Oh, my gosh, man. All
right, so what is this game?
All right, so Squadcast versus is an opportunity for each person to cast their vote on three topics that we bring up every show. And you're either going to go A or B, and you're going to tell us why you rocking with that. We have yet to get.
I know you're rocking with this.
I know you're rocking with this. Yeah.
This show should have aired by the time this comes out.
Oh, it will. I know you're rocking with this.
It's out Saturday, right? Okay, yeah, I think so.
I know you're rocking with this. I know you're rocking with this.
Watch Great Taste if you don't know why that's the funniest thing to us for the last 2 weeks. Also, comment below what we should do on Versus to hear goes through the comments or hit them up on Twitter, Instagram DMs to give us ideas. If y'all give no ideas,
pitch the good ones, though. Somebody said we should do Versus for, what was it, Hound and Oliver, or what
Oliver
are the
and Company Oliver and versus Company? Secret Life of Pets.
I was just like no.
Oliver and Company.
No.
What are we, six?
I'm not doing that.
The Homeward Bound versus Oliver.
Versus Kids Bop version? No.
Who suggested that?
Doughboy be cussing? Doughboy cussing versus Doughboy not cussing.
Not having Doughboy.
The fact that we started off with him saying, guys, let me cuss.
He thought that butt shit.
It was on his chest. Oh, yeah. God, he was like,
his whole
this.
Chest.
They said they don't like me cussing. I can't cuss, huh?
I can do it, yes.
What
are
you saying? You can do whatever you want.
Of course
you
he cusses.
Say
it like that. You're
40. Yeah, I am.
You fucking right out of
fucking right. Every morning in the bathroom, Doughboy goes, fuck.
I can do it. Fuck.
No, before we even start this, I had a very odd situation happen recently. And I want to ask you guys if it's ever happened to you.
This ain't the podcast for that, man.
I want to ask y'all.
Versus, man.
I want to ask y'all.
It better be quick,
okay.
Man.
I went to a guest barber recently. And when he lined my face.
All right, first thing is drums versus flats.
You gonna cut me off?
Yeah.
That didn't even start
this
interesting.
Ain't a real podcast for that.
I want to talk about my thoughts.
Yeah.
It sounded interesting at all.
So I went to a barber. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to speak about this. I don't care.
Kevin doesn't go to the barber.
I'm talking about chicken. He said drums and flats. I was like,
all right, so the first topic of today's episode is drums versus flats.
This is simple.
Here's my thing about this. I don't even know why this is such a strong debate. People really feel really strongly about
it.
Yeah. And I don't know why. But to me, the answer is simple. Both. I don't discriminate.
They don't even take shape on the way into your mouth.
I don't discriminate. I regulate every shade of chicken.
Okay.
You get it, Big Pun? No. I don't discriminate. I regulate every shade. Okay, recipe,
Jesus
Big Pun.
Christ.
Okay, wow. Drums have the most meat.
Yes.
Okay, and, you know, they be out here. Mm-hmm. They be lifting, you know.
They got gristle for no reason.
Gristle for no reason.
I like it.
Flats are a little more fun. Flats, you get to find the meat in the crevices. You twist the bone out.
I like that. I can clean the bone
you ever see better
videos
on a flat.
Where they just put a full flat in the mouth and pull it out?
That's what I do.
I started that.
I feel like you can get more meat off the bone on a flat than a drum, but there's more meat on the drum. But
that doesn't even make sense.
That makes no sense.
Say that again.
Okay, listen, I feel like you can get more meat off of the bone on a flat.
But there's more meat on the drum?
But there's more meat overall.
You can clean
the
drum too?
It takes more work.
360 motion. It's like brushing your teeth with
drums
a chicken
bone. Be too buff though. I don't like it.
Brushing your teeth with the chicken.
It's there, like they man. Know you eating.
My thing with get drums is like you do get more meat on the drums, but like you bite into the drum at the wrong part and you grab that little stringy.
Yeah, I start thinking about
the
chicken.
Your lip. You're like, oh, this was a thing at one point. Yeah. Like, that's when it gets real. You're like, ah, this used to walk around.
Flats, I don't even know what part of the body this is. I don't give a damn.
I think it's like this part. Is this part of the
beautiful? They didn't use that shit anyway.
Is this not
the chicken
part
that
it's the right.
It's
the
part.
Wing.
It's this part right here.
Of the wing.
Is it really?
Yeah.
So like the flat. The, I mean, the drum is like the thigh.
Yeah.
I mean, of the thigh of the wing.
Oh, yeah. It's like the.
Yeah, yeah, it's this one right here.
Oh, had I don't want to be eating
that. That's what you're putting in, baby boy.
Man, that's like eating ass. I don't want all that. It's
like 2 inches from the ass.
You that's like thigh meat, right?
Yeah, it's thigh meat.
What the drumstick is?
It's a piece of a wing. The wing has the drum part, and then it connects to the flat, and the other part is the little, like, you know, the part would be the edge of their wing.
Really?
Yeah.
That's too much body.
I thought it was the things they walk on.
I did too.
Chicken feet.
Chickens walk
on their feet.
Why did I think it was legit logic for a second?
I don't know. You thought that part was the foot?
I thought it was this one.
I
just thought they never skipped leg day.
While you were talking, I thought it was like the thighs and then that led into the feet.
I think chickens just have thighs to the foot. They don't really have the legs.
But that thigh ain't the drumstick?
No, that's the thigh.
That's a thigh.
The drumstick is literally like the...
The part of the wing. It's the overall... We need like a wing diagram.
Yeah, we gotta have like a wing chart.
No, wait a minute. Because legs are the same thing as drums. When you get a whole chicken and be like, you got a thigh? You get, if you buy a whole chicken whole.
Oh, a whole chicken.
A whole chicken. Right, they have the drums.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh yeah, he's right.
How you that fat and don't know parts of chicken?
Yeah, so that is a leg, right?
You gotta stop trying to say
you're not that different from us.
I don't want to be on this couch anymore.
This the hell
you
got over here.
You see much room we got over here?
Underneath here is like
we chilling.
Can we get Trevor back? Back out.
Swap.
Okay, I have actually a different answer, a unique answer.
You bring this barbecue.
I didn't answer.
Oh, okay, what's your answer?
I'm going to say drums, and this is my reason why.
Okay.
Dipping circumference.
I feel that.
So much easier to dip with the drum. It goes right into the thing.
You can hold and dip.
Yes, man. The wing, the flat, you got to dip in
it's
straight.
Weird. Then you got to go at it from like a weird angle.
That's actually very accurate.
The sauce don't be distributed right the way the flat's set up.
That is the best.
If somebody made a dipping sauce
I've ever heard in my life.
Broke that down.
But it's so real.
Because the meat on the flat is on the side. You can't
do that. You have to debone it before you add the dip. It's a lot. That's a lot.
So that's why.
That might be the answer to the debate, low key.
Drum.
Okay, what about you?
Okay, well, this is the thing. I grew up a drum nigga. Like, that was my thing. Like, because it was just more meat. Like,
there
goes
drumstick.
All type of meat. Whole chicken, everything.
My man likes his wings.
No, no,
so I grew up.
Absolutely could have been his nickname. Hey, drumstick. He walking
He's from the wing streets.
The wingy streets of Chicago.
The wing streets? Shut up. So growing up, I was a drum guy. But then later in life, when I really started to like procure my wing eating perfectionism.
You were procure.
Like there, I have a whole method where I like put that thumb in and then you just, I can clean a bone. I'm pulling out
the
bone.
Dim the lights a little bit. You know,
put on some Marvin Gaye. It's a wonder you were single for so long.
Why are you talking like you got signed to chicken? It's like, when I was younger, I was drum. But after I became professional.
Sit down in the interview, I'm taking my talents to chicken.
To the colonel.
Taking my talents to Popeyes.
Someone had a recruitment thing and had a Popeyes hat.
That was a box of chicken. I picked up the Popeyes drum thing. That's funny.
You got a shoe for cruise.
So just based on that alone, and I'm not really a huge dipper of the wing anymore.
Anymore.
Like, yeah, I used to like change. Because I used to like just go OD with like ranch and stuff, but I just don't do it as much anymore. So I'm not tripping off the dip as much, so I'm gonna say flats for sure. Lemon pepper to be exact. Yeah.
All right.
Lemon pepper wet.
I don't know why it's a debate. I've always been drumsticks have just always been easier. Flats are just confusing.
Oh, to the point.
Drumsticks.
Like,
I mean, a
wing. God, Jesus. To here. Come on, man.
You were still in the scene. I mean.
Talking to the mic is what he's telling you.
Oh, I thought you said my fat was hanging up the side. I was like, you delete all the footage and you start over.
All right, what do you got?
I'm flats. How are drums confused? Or like, how are flats confused?
I don't know why I said confusing.
It's because there's two bones. Yeah, all it is.
Yeah, I just don't. It's too much.
Flats
I just
get
like
crispier
going in
a little
there.
Bit. I don't know why, but they bake what better.
They what?
They get crispier.
They do be crispier.
They're crispier than drumsticks.
Did you just say bake? You bake wings?
Everyone does.
You bake wings, nigga?
I mean, it's the same.
I buy wings too.
Well, who's baking wings? I ain't never baked no
you're
wings.
You're not baking, obviously.
I mean, if you're making wings at home, you have to. But at a restaurant, they fry them. But at home, you have to bake them.
They do.
You can fry them at the house, too.
You got a deep fryer in there?
Yeah, deep fryer in the bathroom. I don't even want to waste much time going to the kitchen. In the shower, I'm going to get these going.
That's what privilege sounds like. He thinks you can only fry in a deep fryer. You got a half skillet in there. You'll fry some wings in a half skillet.
No, you can.
Absolutely, you can. You don't have to use a fryer.
Let me ask y'all this. Now that we're talking about wings, this is a variation of it, but I don't understand this. Why to make boneless wings do they go and just get breasts? Like, why do they do that?
What I don't know. Boneless wings are just cut up chicken breasts.
Right, but why call it wings? It's not a wing at all.
It's a marketing
tool. Yeah. You ever found that stupid? Like, this is a boneless wing. Like, no, it's a boneless.
You think they're just going to call it boneless fried
dish? But it's not a wing.
It's a nugget, but you don't want to order that as a grown man.
But it's not a wing, though. So you like to be lied to? Like, it's not a wing, though.
We all like to be lied to. That's why we watch commercials.
The food on the commercials.
They literally call it something it's not.
If you lied to, then I would be like, is this a wing or not? Because somebody's going to eat chicken breast, and this says wing. Tell me the truth. I'm gonna eat it either way. Tell me the truth.
What's sir, it's 9 a.m. We're not even open yet. How did you get it here?
I don't understand that though. But there was another piece of chicken called the wing. Like, they were like, we're gonna take some breasts, but we'll call it a wing. There we go. Boneless. Oh, that doesn't make any fucking sense.
Well, you know what? Because wings is the overall term for it. They'd be like, yo, y'all wanna grab some wings? That's not saying.
Yeah, they're not. Ooh. They're chicken breasts. Why don't they call it boneless chicken breasts?
That don't really sound good on a menu. That sounds weird. Let me get a boneless chicken
breast.
I'll
get a six piece of breast.
We're calling
it something
it's not. 6 pieces of breast.
Why are you so upset about
this? Because why do they do? Because there's a chicken.
Hold on. You don't vote. You don't vote. But this is really a problem. Now, a politician told me they would put an end to the lies.
I'm not paying my taxes when you call these breasts.
My friends can call him nigga, but he can't tell them what chicken again.
You're like, nigga, what's up?
You want some boneless chicken breast?
What the fuck are you talking about, nigga? I'll kill you, bitch. Priorities.
Oh my God.
That always bothered me.
You gotta take responsibility for him.
Ah, man.
You got the old doughboy hand when you go out in public.
I just, he emailed corporate, the subject line was liar.
I want my money back. What money? All of it.
Liar?
To whom it may concern.
Dear Mr. Chicken,
I have receipts, like the young kids like to say.
You have lost
chicken wing at all.
To whom it may concern. Oh, dear Mr. Applebee's, if that is your real name. Right. Mr. Sanders, do you even work at KFC? Are you even alive?
Okay, it's
you
over.
Know, Colonel Sanders is an actor. It's not really the guy who
shut up, man. I don't like the reboot of the Colonel. Nah, that guy's weird.
It's weird, yeah.
It's not just a guy. Reba McEntire is the Colonel.
It's be different people?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Like right now, the guy that they're continuously doing. He's like a younger guy. It's just weird. He's young, but he has gray hair and a white suit.
You have a lot of problems with the way food.
These are the things that bother me.
KFC commercial comes on, he's like, I just, I don't know what's going on with this country.
It's like, when was this audition? This new guy isn't even all that good.
I don't even understand it. Like, who really cast this nigga?
Things that upset you versus the things that don't upset you.
When you see the KFC commercials, you don't get pissed off.
A white person can call you nigga. You're like, ah, that's cool. But the new Colonel Sanders is where you draw the line.
Oh, yeah. It's just weird. Because it was never. No, it. Did there used to be a colonel? Oh, okay.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm off topic. What's logo the
next? Yeah, all right. Say which one is what's
oh, yeah, right, yours. I'm going to go with drums every time. Every time I'm always, I will pay extra to get all drums.
Really?
Oh, so yeah, absolutely. Drums I'm that win, guy. Right?
Drums
absolutely.
Win.
Drums win.
Wait. Who was all drums? Who was all drums?
I feel like people who eat drums can
three
fight.
To two?
That makes right. That's my right, too. That's my right, too. I can see that.
What's your favorite flavor, though? I like lemon pepper wet.
I like hot lemon pepper.
I like lemon pepper dry or Louisiana rub. Louisiana rub.
That's too dry.
It is dry.
Yes, it is.
It's like lemon pepper with some sass.
But it's still dry.
What do you mean, dry rub?
Yeah, like I like a little, have a little.
I like dry rub, man. Dry rub is good.
Dry rub is good.
Nothing beats just original hot, but like.
That's where I'm at. Yeah.
But like those, the tiny, you know, the tiny drums. They have them at
like
church
party
a lot.
Wings?
Yeah, those party wings. Yeah, those nothing beats that
those
flavor.
Are, those
are fire though. The ones
sometimes you just need that flavor. Mm-hmm. That was the original. Everybody, we got creative and stuff. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you got to come back home.
Come back home.
All right, moving on to the next topic. We have who is the biggest troll or the best troll? We have 50 Cent versus Tekashi.
Well, that's easy.
Oh man,
That's very
I don't know if it's easy.
I have a thought, but we can start on that side this time.
I think it's pretty easy. One of them is in jail. One of them is not.
That's true.
50 Cent used his Brain troll. Champ. He took someone else out who was on top. He literally dethroned the king, Ja Rule.
Man.
Now every time that's like literally the song that he had to get into the game was the one that Ja Rule exited with, Wangsta. And then he's been trolling people nonstop. He started with a song called How to Rob, which he basically talked about robbing the entire
everybody.
And
great record.
And he was on the cover of every single Beef volume. You remember those Beef DVDs? Mm-hmm. So not he's literally used that as he's like, actually, I was on the cover of all the Beef.
It was the Beef boneless, goddamn.
It was 50 Cent. No. Street Beef. And even when his music kind of fell off, he still remained relevant trolling on online.
That's a good
Yet,
point.
Tekashi 6ix9ine did a year of very, very solid trolling, but now he's got snitch charges. He got half of Chicago after him. Like, his trolling did not really turn
out.
But
he did a lot in a year, though.
A lot.
He did a lot.
It was like a crazy season.
Most viewed episode on The Breakfast Club,
these are all very small wins compared to
not really.
The thing that we don't talk about enough, though, before you go on, we liked Ja Rule.
We love Ja Rule.
He said that, and people were just like, you know what, you're right. And then hated him. Like, it was just like.
And then he started singing.
And that wasn't even the only thing. He got at Ja Rule for singing on records. And then he started singing on
Candy Shop. I'll take you to the candy shop.
Like, nigga. I'll take
you to the candy shop. Literally did the same thing. And we were like, bro, we like it again.
I was like, this ain't okay, man.
We're so fickle as people, as the audience. We were so fickle. Because, man, when I first had my first car, Ja Rule was playing every song.
Every song.
But what I mean with my baby.
You'd go buy and somebody else would be
playing. Oh, Rue had it. Vinny Vedevici, that album, his first album, slapper. Yeah. I was all in, bro.
But
so
when
you say 50?
I've never heard somebody so you be like, 50? That Ja Rule album, slapper. I just never heard it.
I never heard
Ja Rule's like me.
What the radio decided was good, I was like, this is good enough for me. I won't be stupid anymore.
I bought the albums. I bought every
Ja Rule
album.
What's it called?
Vinny Vedevici, the first album was Vinny Vedevici.
Yeah. Okay.
Did he have Pain is Love or something?
That was like the second, that was the third album.
Which one did he do the Grease video for? Because that's when I was like, all right, Ja.
The what?
Oh, yeah.
The Grease video?
Music video.
I don't remember that one.
He did a whole video, way you walk, the way you talk.
Is that I'm Real?
I'm Real, yeah.
Oh, that video.
Yeah. Oh, they had a whole sweater on.
Nah, when it was it was over when he did the drill with Bobby Brown.
No cooking, huh? He did Bobby Brown.
Bobby Brown came out the helicopter.
Boy!
Oh my God! Oh,
what was that?
When Bobby Brown came out the helicopter, like
they was on top of the roof.
Chilling with me, you know I'm loving,
Oh, I didn't even remember.
Oh, y'all do yourself a favor.
Ja Rule and Bobby Brown.
It is good.
Wait, Ja Rule and Bobby Brown collaborated?
Yes.
And I haven't heard it?
Is that what you're in line for?
Dog, I gotta hear this. John and Bobby?
Well, I mean, Bobby put out for me. He said he's jumping out of
the helicopter. Had the jacket on halfway.
Really?
His jaw never lined up. His bottom jaw never lined up with his top teeth. Like, on the whole video, he was like, and I know you're getting bored. The whole time.
That sounds awful.
Is Bobby Brown the best, worst singer ever?
People gonna put some respect on Bobby Brown's name. Like,
I
he ain't got one.
I bet we don't.
Like, he ain't got one of the best albums of all time.
My Prerogative was fire. Yeah. This is before you guys' time.
Yeah, that album was. What's going on? It was hits every time.
They know Millie Bobby Brown, though.
Who?
Millie Bobby Brown.
Who's that?
The
Who's
girl
that?
From Stranger Things. That.
I guess they don't know. What happened to Stranger Things? I feel like Stranger Things fell off.
Hey, man, let's
All right, okay. All right, so listen. All right, so let me say who mine is. It's going to be a shock.
But I'm just going to make sure you said 50 Cent.
50 Cent. And he got away with two classic albums and he's not in jail.
Okay. I will
Let
be.
Trevor go, man.
Oh, I didn't know we were going.
It's a whole thing.
He said,
thing.
Fuck chronological order. I'm next.
Talk in 3 seconds.
Yeah, it's got to be 50. Didn't
my
50
own voice. My own voice.
Didn't 50 buy out the first two rows of a Ja Rule concert?
Man. Nigga, that's so disrespectful.
Empty seats.
Yes.
That is hands down. As a performer, if I looked down and saw two rows, I would just do the joke staring at the ground. I ain't looking at anybody.
The thing about that is, like, amazing. That's petty at your own pocket. Like, 50 didn't even care about the money.
He
just wanted to mess with you. Because the first three rows are so important to comedy and music.
Bro.
The people who were there, and I don't know that many people were, but people who were there were way in the back.
I don't know how they were sold anyway.
It was at a Big Lots.
But that is trash. That is a fantastic point.
No,
that's
he was at
the basketball game.
Oh, my God.
Are we ready?
On that shit, we're hilarious.
That is somehow 50 Cent's fault. Somewhere, I don't know how.
Somewhere he's tweeting some guy be like, make this shit silent. And
what happened? Sanchez, you with me?
He was performing.
Sanchez was like, man,
he was performing at a Bucks game or something, and it just ended it all out.
Yeah, it was a Bucks game.
Yeah, a regular season Bucks game.
That clip is edited, though, right?
A regular season Bucks game.
Oh, my God.
He from Milwaukee?
At all.
Milwaukee's like, we got $3,000 laying around. That's all we're doing.
Can you imagine Jump Rose sitting at home like, I ain't got no work? Bucks game halftime show.
Oh, yeah. I'm already there.
We are
in the helicopter.
Boom, boom, boom.
Fun fact
that
about.
Was like, that was right before the Fire Festival shit happened, too. So
it was like right after.
Oh,
think, yeah.
Man, he needed that.
Yeah.
Fun fact, we were going to get Ja Rule. Ja Rule was supposed to be on an All Def Digital production, and we didn't get him because he had to do the Fire Festival.
Seriously. He was supposed to be the rapper in the studio.
Absolutely.
Definitely should have came through.
His manager was like, he's doing some Fire Festival, be in the Bahamas. We're like, nah, dang, bro. The Fire Festival came and we're like, should have did the studio. If you would have listened to us, we know the way.
Yeah. All right, Zomir, it's on you.
Cheers.
Cheers.
All
right. Oh, did you finish? Who's yours? 50?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I am going to go. I'm going to go Tekashi, bro. Mm.
Really?
Curveball.
I am. You know why? Because 50 did it. in a way that had never been done before, but it was still traditionally rap, right? Mm. It was very much street. Like, he got away with all the stuff, but everything that he did is something that you would see a street do. You expect a street nigga to, like, talk shit on a record, all that type of stuff. Like, it was very... And then, like, the do-rag, like, everything about him fit the character and the persona that he was. Mm-hmm. Tekashi came in with rainbow hair, a rainbow grill, claiming blood and saying nigga harder than most niggas do. Mm-hmm. We let him get away with all of that.
Let him get away.
I mean, obviously, exactly. But I mean, he infiltrated a gang, trolled them into believing that he was real, then snitched on all of them.
That's great.
Gave everybody jobs and then fired everybody before his next tour when he was the biggest at his career. Fired everybody. He fired his whole team. Yeah. He's like, this was
right towards the end. Towards the end, he fired everybody.
Yeah, he fired everybody before he went to jail.
Really?
Yes. Got kidnapped by his own people and still was talking shit. Went to Chicago, made it seem like he was really in Chicago.
That was the funniest thing
ever.
Like,
what's up? I'm out here. It's 5 a.m. We in the birds. We see birds yawning. They in the trees like, what this nigga doing here?
He said it was 10 o'clock at night, though. Like,
Ain't nobody
on the block?
Everybody was on the block.
He was outside for an Instagram story worth of time. He was like.
Kids in Chicago still jumping jump rope at 10 o'clock at night. I've been there. I've seen this my own eyes. So he trolled everybody into believing. He didn't just troll the music industry. He trolled everybody. We all bought into it. So, and he did it in like a year and a half.
One thing that's funny about him, he was aware of it too. Mm-hmm. He was like on Breakfast Club talking about Fifi. He was like, I don't know why y'all like it. It's literally Fifi doing
it's the
Fifi
dumbest shit ever. Like, that's what he's saying.
He was like, y'all, but I don't know. But I'll take the money. And I was just like, he's not even attempting to make real music.
If you make it catchy,
people will, and he got Nicki Minaj on that.
Bro.
And released it as a regular song. And people were like, I was listening
to the Baby talk in an interview one time, and they were talking. Tekashi Zane came up and they was like, would you have done a song with it? He was like, yeah, I would have done a song with it. He's the biggest name in the music industry. Yeah. Nobody's like, I mean, granted, right now, nobody's like pushing to do a song with 50, but also, like, nobody ever looked at 50 as the type of person like, oh, you cool with him now, you could be cool with him forever. You never thought that with him. Like, but Tekashi had that energy, like, you wanted to kind of be around him and kind of see what the allure was about. But 50 always kind of gave out the energy where, like, he'd fuck you over too. So Tekashi, like, he'd be literally on a song with you and, like, he'd stab you in the back while you in the studio. So Tekashi, I feel like, just was the ultimate troll, like, not just for the music industry, but for all of us. So I'm going Tekashi.
Yeah, he also has rainbow hair, which is the most troll thing you can have.
Yeah, he just ran with it.
Rainbow hair. Like, that's not.
And his name is Daniel Hernandez.
Daniel Hernandez.
That's funny. You wouldn't have noticed him without the face tattoos and stuff. Like, if he was just in your class.
6ix9ine's all over his body. I mean, like, everywhere. Yeah. Come on.
His tattoos are a troll, too. It's literally like 69 written out and the number, just everywhere. Like, everything.
Even when they asked him what 6ix9ine meant, his answer was just like, it didn't make any sense.
You think like, when he gets out, he's going to be on his bullshit still? Or
oh, what? Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He's got a $10 million deal.
Really?
Yeah.
A million?
$10 million
record.
Off the rip. From one album. Yeah. Two albums. One in Spanish and one in English, but it could be the same album.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
He can just translate that shit?
Yes.
That's crazy. All you have to do is translate it?
Yes. Oh, my God. So let me tell you mine.
When's he out?
When he gets out.
But I'm saying he signed it from jail?
I guess so. I don't know how the paperwork
works. Yeah, we wasn't there. But let me go ahead and tell you. I actually will.
Hold on, Kev,
we've been waiting to hear Go Boys.
I'll actually piggyback on what Tahir said. I'm going to go with Tekashi as well. And the main point that I would say is just that the amount of time he was able to do what he did. He essentially did it in a year because he really started popping around 2017 toward the end. And then by November 2018, he was locked up. And he made everybody talk about him.
He's been in jail since 2018.
He's been in jail for a year now. It just hit a year.
Damn. Wow. That's what I'm saying. Internet, I feel like, makes time move faster.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. I thought he just went to jail like 3 months ago.
Nah, he's been in there. And then the fact that this is all the way that he did the situation, like he tricked a bunch of grown men and gangsters into trusting him. He got he got the street credibility because for all the shit everybody was talking about Tekashi, nobody touched him except for that one fight at LAX, and he didn't get beat up like that. Yeah. So he got some real niggas to believe, put their time and their stamp and their legacy behind him. Then when shit hit the fan, he told on everybody. He was telling about shit. He was confessing to things he wasn't even being tried for. He was like, hey, man, I paid a nigga to shoot at Chief Keith. They was like, nigga, that's not even here. But I did it.
Remember the video where he was talking trash and he had the dog? He like an evil villain. He was like, yeah.
Everybody left.
And the girl was like, yeah, I'm out of here. You're talking real crazy.
So I just think the fact that he was able to do that in the amount of time they did it, and the fact that everybody can say what they want to say, but his music was hitting when it was hitting. Like, I was rocking with that shit.
Never listened to Tekashi.
I think his music hitting.
Talking to the mic, Kevin.
Matters.
So I would definitely take Tekashi for that, just based on the fact that he did it in such a short amount of time. And when he comes home, he gonna come home to money. They ain't nobody finna touch him. He finna have a movie about. Did you hear the fact?
I don't know.
He's gonna have a movie about his life. The music is gonna be because this generation of kids don't care
about
his life.
2018?
Yes.
That's what
it's been. It all started 2 years ago.
The Diego Hernandez store.
Like black and white
bridge. January. To
so you
December.
Are going to be the tiebreaker, Kev?
I'm going with 50. Yeah. I'm going to tell you why. 50 trolls his own people.
Yeah.
So remember when Naturi Naughton from Power, she had a wig or something, her hair was pulled back and like she had no edges, right? He posted a picture of, what's the person on Mortal Kombat with the six?
Goro.
Goro. He posted a side by side meme of her. Hilarious. And she commented, she was like, bro, I'm on your hit show. He was like, sorry. But didn't delete it.
Right.
And then like 3 days later posted another one. He was like, bro, I thought we talked about it. He was like, we did, but it was fun.
I like it.
Like she's on your show, but you don't care.
He did and the same with Rotimi.
With Rotimi and the beef with him and Floyd Mayweather.
That shit
was world class. Like he put words on Instagram. He's like, I know you can't read this, champ.
We did the Harry Potter book challenge. He said, if you can read one page from a Harry Potter book, I'll give $100,000 to a charity.
The ice bucket
challenge. Yeah, he threw it out.
He was like, actually, this is the challenge. One page out of a Harry Potter
book.
Floyd Mayweather was a boxer. I'm like, get up, Floyd. He's killing you out here.
Out of any book, that book would fuck a lot of people.
Yeah. Right. No, I'm sure it was.
I don't even know if I can read a page.
I don't know if I want
to
do it.
Man, you got to read that aloud in class. I'm like, man, that's what I will put somebody. Made up words, Gryffindor and shit. Cast of spells.
So here you'll have a seizure. Your reason.
My whole head would just explode. My tongue would fly out, hit the wall.
I feel like if there's any word you could say, it's Hogwarts.
I will mess that up, I guarantee.
Like you would never.
I'll be on a roll.
You'd be 100 on that. Like Hogwarts.
Hogwarts.
Swallow my
Hogmog.
Like, what?
Hogmog.
Yeah, but the fact that he tried, and it was like, we like protect black women. He was like, this is fine. He's just, he relentless with it. I was just like, 50, enough. With Ja Rule, it's been years. Like, you won. It's like, bro, it's not enough to kill his career, his confidence, his fans. He's like,
he wants more.
more.
Give him more.
But you know what? It, actually, to your point, though, 50 has been trolling for 21 years.
He made a career out of it.
That's two decades. That's a long time.
He made a career. And it was, that was like, it really felt like there was no loyalty
to anyone, because like he started trolling Young Buck with the whole transsexual person. Yeah. He started trolling.
No, he recorded Young Buck on the phone crying and then put it out.
Bro.
He is evil.
I'm changing my answer. I'm going to 52.
Listen, remember,
I'm 50 now.
Remember when 50 was like, a shout out to, what's the actress' name that he dated?
Vivica Fox. Yeah,
shout out to Vivica, totally Fox, Vivica Fox for wearing that dress. And Vivica was like, okay. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks later, 50 was like, yeah, she's a bitch.
She ate my butt.
But. Like,
dang, 50 Cent.
Nobody. He was beat. Nobody Vivica has ever publicly beefed with their son the way 50's.
Oh, that is.
He beat with his own son. He's like, fuck this little greedy nigga. Wait, I don't see.
No one is off
limits. Like, shut up, you son of a bitch. Wait, oh, wait. You just a bitch.
The same table. He beefing his own baby.
His own son.
The kid looked just like him. He's like, hey, my son, are you?
And the thing about 52, he's been trolling for 21 years and ain't nothing ever happened to 50.
They tried to kill him on power.
They got in a fight down at the Music
BET
Awards.
Awards?
Yeah, with Ross Kelly.
Yeah, but they ended up coming away with a chain, right?
I don't know.
I think he got stabbed in New York.
I understand day by day why he got shot 9 times. Every day he's like, I get it. Like, with this, somebody had to try and kill you. Because you was doing that in New York.
No, and he was in the hood and he was a boxer. Money. He said in his book, like, he used to go to the boxing gym and, like, learn some new shit, then go out to the hood and start shit with niggas so he can knock them out. You got to shoot that nigga. You can't beat him up.
That's hilarious. Like, oh, this combo. Hey, what's
up? It works. So I had completely got off of 50 one time. It was, I stopped following him on Instagram. It was right when the movie that Christian Bale was in. But when he had, he was taking a picture with Christian Bale when they had did that movie, was it Gods of Egypt or something like that? The movie that caused all the
controversy. Gods and Kings.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have any black people in the movie. And some chick, just random chick was like, why are you taking a picture with him promoting that movie where they didn't put any black people in Egypt? And he was like, bitch, I didn't write the script. Fuck you. I was just like, that's enough. I unfollowed him at that moment right there. I was just like, it's
pretty spot on response.
But it's like, come on, man.
But 50 Cent is the kid in your class that cost you the pizza party.
He said, bitch, I didn't write the script.
You know, 50, like, man, stop. Like, nope, I'll probably
go anywhere. He wasn't wrong, but I was just like, come on, man, I'm talking to
sister. Bitch, like, I didn't write the script.
You see her name in a profile.
I think that's more of a reason to support it. People just be saying shit like, what?
He's still upset about the cussing stuff.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, like, that's just ridiculous, though. Like, just to say, like,
I hate what you said. You're right. I just was like, I can't. And I also felt some type of way about Christian Bale. I always felt some type of way about Christian Bale.
What did Christian Bale do to you?
I just feel like he is the character that we see him in. Like,
in what movie?
Shaft.
Christian Bale was in Shaft?
Oh, what? The first Shaft.
Oh, yeah, he was. He took off his shoes and beat up the dude in jail.
I think Batman.
Yeah. Too.
He was in Shaft.
He was in Shaft. He was the guy who hit the black dude in the head with the metal thing.
Yeah.
But he was very like
that was
like
his role there.
he was in the whole
movie.
It's
on IMDb, man. Check it out.
He just has the type of face where if you found out Christian Bale was like hella racist, a member of the Klan and shit like that, I wouldn't be surprised. How do you have a racist face? He does.
He does have a racist face.
Though, yeah. For sure.
He yelled at that person who walked behind him.
Anybody
in the
that gets a
thing,
shoe shine in an airport, racist. You ever seen people that get a shoe shine?
Oh, that's
weird. Like, what area are you in? No, but it's like, they're just sitting there like, yeah, taking it. They're just like looking at a newspaper.
You get your shoe shine in airports?
Why are you wearing shineable shoes?
I wear hard bottoms. I'm sorry. I don't
You'll get some flyness.
You're wearing hard bottoms running the game.
I wear leggings. Why y'all all on my case?
Yeah,
I'd rather wear leggings than hard bottoms.
Wearing jeans.
But no, you wear leggings a lot of times.
Are we missing out? Like, is that are we missing out on something? Is that the move to get?
I mean, it's just
it's stupid.
It's a flex. I don't know where else to go to get my shoes shine outside of the airport.
The 1800s. I don't know.
I don't know. Prohibition era. I don't know the neighborhood cobbler to go ahead and get my shoes shined up.
It just looks so out of era, and somebody's just sitting there and they're just.
It's dress shoes. Trevor, we wear dress shoes.
Yeah.
So do you wear dress shoes to the airport?
It has been
just
quite some time since we have seen each other.
Just, and the guy shining is never just wearing modern clothes.
I was
just like, bro, do you need to shine?
Right.
It's the little flap thing. The flap looks like Game of Thrones stuff. Like,
it looks something off.
Something.
It's only weird when they be trying to talk to you, they do the extra stuff, because like they be shining it and pop like pow. Like,
yeah, that's dumb.
off because they don't know what to do for the other 30 minutes. It's so easy to clean up.
That's funny. I'm really surprised that that's still a job today.
It's ridiculous.
Like people, like back in the day, you know, like Mad Men era, 60s, 70s, it was mostly businessmen who fly and they flew in suits.
Yeah.
But now you see somebody in the airport in a suit, it's odd. But
getting your Nike sandals shot
in. A lot of people still go, and they get tipped out very well, too. Like, I tip $10.
How much does it cost to get them signed?
Like 7 to 10.
You tip more than the cost of the service?
That's just, huh?
That's the pompousness of it.
Jesus.
Do you just drop the money at him? Pick it up, peasant. Shoe shine boy.
Quarters. I just keep flipping them all the time. Every time hurry, one of them's getting close to the stairs. It's very ridiculous.
That last part. That was
weird.
There's no worse feeling than a joke not working here. Just because when you hear
he was in it, and he was in it too. He had to finish too.
We just talking about the act out. Boom.
Yeah, you got to finish falling down that hill.
He can hear it with 5 miles.
When you finish, you know it's not working. There's a quarter over here.
Loveliest number of all. I don't care. Everyone ain't gonna knock it out the park. I don't care. Anyway, so we got 50.
I switched to 50.
50. Wow.
I switched. You are. He had compelling arguments.
You're easily swayed, bro.
We're 50 over here.
50. All right, so I'm the only one rocking with Tekashi.
He did a lot of work.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so he did 50, a lot of work.
50 has it. 50 has it.
All right. Like one MVP season.
All right, I'll take it. All right, we're going to move on to the last topic of the show. Gentlemen.
What's up?
Childhood best friends versus adult best friends. Which is better?
Oh.
I used to get beat up a lot.
What is this friends thing you're talking about?
My first 4 years, it was tough.
First 4 years of what?
I was snapped of life. First 4 years of school.
Oh.
So I don't know if you guys know this. Fun fact. I was snaggletooth for like the first 8 years of my life.
What?
I didn't grow the front teeth.
You were like the kid from Stranger Things?
Yeah.
Wow.
My mom was like, and I didn't even know. I was looking at my grandma's house and we had all these years. So I'm like, man, where are my teeth at? She was like, oh, you didn't grow those. So you were like 9. I was
really?
Like,
what? How are you eating apples?
Jeez.
How are you eating apples?
Well, how were you eating apples?
You thought up? You're like, man, this kid, he can't eat apples.
Just walks into the dentist with a whole apple. I can't do it. How do I?
I never knew he didn't have no front teeth since he was 8.
Me.
So anyway, I used to get beat up.
They just look at your tooth and be like, I'll beat his ass. Like the school photographer's like, smile. Never mind. Nah.
Basically. So I used to get tried all the time. Then I had a specific bully, Fat Tony was his name. Not Double.
What grade?
But he used to beat me up every day. And the crazy part is he would walk me home and then beat me up.
You had a considerate bully?
Yeah, he was like, he would literally walk me home and he'd be like, and then like when we get to my house, he'd be like, nope, you know what time it is. And he would grab both my hands with one hand. Like his hand was big enough to keep it like all around the wrist. And then he'd just be like, psh.
Did you struggle?
Nah, I just, after a while,
you
just
sat there and took it?
How many times
Fat Tony had a crush.
This was like
that's
a
what
whole
it sounded like.
It's a whole year of getting
and he's like, all right, see you tomorrow, Tony.
And we'd have great conversations on the walk there.
Y'all talked on the way?
And the thing is, like, I'll be having fun in the conversation. I'll be like, well, there's only 2 blocks left, though, right?
How long did this go on? A whole year.
This was like second grade.
Did you ever think at one point the conversation was going to be so good he wouldn't hit you that time?
Oh, yeah. But he was like a parent that whooped you. Like, he would never forget. Like, I would beat you up.
As you guys were talking, though, you ain't never suggested, like, you know, you don't have to beat me up today. You did it all week. It's Friday.
Did you ever try to?
I tried everything. I tried running. I tried leaving the school. It was like he knew where I would leave the school. I was like, I'm going to just wait because this is ridiculous. I'm going to go out a different way. And as soon as I come, this is Larry Starks has a funny video about how bullies come around the corner. Like, he was like, ah, you thought you got away from me, did you?
So he would meet you somewhere and then walk?
Because he wasn't even in my class. Like, I'm like, bro, how do you know which way I'm leaving?
I'm just envisioning him writing on his planner, beat Kevin's ass. He was like, I got 3 o'clock to beat the shit out of Kev. I'll be over there.
And the crazy thing, our school was on an Army airfield, big Army airfield in El Paso, and it was in the corner of the base. So there was only one way out of the school, like to the neighborhood. The rest of the school was blocked off. So you couldn't just go this way, couldn't cut through the woods.
Oh, he lived in the same thing?
Oh, yeah.
How did you greet each other? Was he like, hey, Kev, you ready?
Kevin!
Yeah, average and see, like, I'm gonna work on my left today.
He was basically 50 Cent leaving the gym, like, oh, I got some new stuff today. I'm gonna work on the body.
How does that feel right here? Okay, all right, man, go ice up.
And then, like, growing up, when we grew up, your parents didn't care if you got beat up. Like, it was like, you need to get.
Why?
You lose a fight, they're like, I got in a fight. Like, well, did you win? Like, no, obviously. And I want you to talk to someone about this. Now it's like zero tolerance for bullying. Like, where was all this when I was beat up?
Wait, zero tolerance for bullying. Was your parents, they came in and, like, you were just beat up every day, and they were like, all right.
Well, you know what? My parents weren't home. We was last year.
I think it was in the mirror, like, man, it's fucked up.
So I didn't have a best friend for a while.
It kind of sounded like he was your best
friend. I was about to say, you were in an abusive relationship. You had an abusive
voice. You said he grabbed both hands with one hand?
How you still in second grade, sir?
Wait, was he in second grade?
I don't know where he
nah, he had to be
in school. I never used to see
he
him.
Was Canada. He was pulling up in a tow truck. God, man, come on.
I never saw him walking around or playing. I only saw him at the end of school.
He was a janitor.
He didn't go to that school.
This nigga was 36.
That's why he walked you home every day. Behind you, just like.
That's why you're like, how did he know when I was going? Like, he was outside of the school all day. Like,
selling dope.
So anyway, adult best friends are much safer. They don't strike you in the face. So I'll go with adult best friends.
All right. Yeah.
That's a hell of a story.
Mine's just different. Because I actually still know both of my best friends. Kev is my adult best friend, and my boy Justin is my childhood best friend. So this is a tough one. I think I like them both for different reasons, but I think grown-up best friends might be better just because. No. I think childhood best friends are better because I could talk to Justin.
He'll switch back.
No. Because I could talk to Justin literally about things that happened when we were 8, 9 years old. I can't talk to Kevin about things that happened when we were that young. I could talk to you about shit that happened last week.
What was the Civil War back then? So I don't know what it was like. I had heart attack and grill for breakfast today. The Union Army marches. The Union Army marches at midnight.
So then the British were coming. It was a whole fiasco.
I would say just because of the amount of time, because I've been best friends with Justin since I was like 7 years old. So that's 33 years. So that's a long time. Yeah. So like, I think because you know them longer and you have more experience with them, I would say childhood best.
That's also the thing that sucks about growing up in the military. You don't be
keeping up with friends
because you'd be moving every 2 or 3 years. Right. So, and there was no social media. So when y'all was gone, it was just like, all right, I'll never see you again.
Yeah. Like, it's like dying.
Like, what is Tony doing these days? You know what AutoZone is he working at?
Like, he's about 15 to 20. It's San Quentin. It's where
he has to be incarcerated. Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine he was.
You think he's watching your videos like, man, I was to beat this kid's ass.
Hey, I remember doing
we could take a mean left.
He found his videos like, oh, it could be
tomorrow. I actually started showing up at KOS Studios. He started chasing you home.
He walked you to this door.
If I leave right now and he's like, you thought I forgot. I was watching on live. We weren't even live. You were. What if I fly him and y'all watch me get waxed? Would y'all jump in?
I got you. I'm there for you. I ain't letting you get beat up in front of me. We just gonna pack the nigga out or whatever. That's what you got friends for.
Yeah, man. Don't let me
bring you up. It's just 1-on-1. Cancel, get his ass beat. Hey, man, chop him, man.
I don't want to get stomped out in front of my partners and children.
All right, Pat.
What's the cutoff for childhood also?
Well, when did you meet Quantrell?
That's a different type of relationship.
I know childhood's not 18. Childhood friend got to end at like...
At 18?
Nah, before middle school.
I was thinking of playing outside.
It's got to be mid. Yeah, it got to be playing outside like level. Like that, yeah.
Middle school?
I'd say 6th or 7th grade to consider childhood friend.
Cut it off.
13.
Let's cut it off at high school.
Okay, 13.
So right before you go to high school.
13.
Childhood friends are important because, I don't know, that's like when you're being shaped... some of you guys were shaped better than others.
To hear a shape like this.
So that is more human than me. Upside down, upside.
I threw it up with somebody.
This is just your
to hear a shape like a candy corn down on by the tip.
I think adult friends for sure though. Those are, I think they just have more impact on your life. And they're just around for stuff that's more important. A lot of people don't even like keep up, like you guys said, with their childhood friends, and they're fine. So, yeah.
But you brought up a good point. The development is great.
Yeah. Because
it builds character. Like, because you have best friends who either bullied you and they helped, like, kind of made you a better person after you got bullied.
That's why I became like, funny.
You literally,
I used to get beat up by other kids too. Tony was just the worst.
It's like a swung back and Miss was like, knock, knock. Miss Robinson.
Yes. Seriously, I stopped so many. Like, people would push me, and I'd be like, "Ah, oh, come on!" I start going into like jokes, and they start laughing, and they wouldn't fight.
I literally did.
That's how I started.
And if a joke that bombs, he's like, "Ah, oh, come on!"
And you better. I mean, if one joke don't hit, you hit or I hit.
You decide, nigga.
Yo, I did the turtle.
I literally thought I was the only one. I was like, no. Come on, we're face to face, and I was like.
This is how I kiss your mother at night.
And he tried to hold it in. The class burst out laughing, and then he started laughing.
Yeah, you can't punch somebody that just made you laugh.
Yo,
man. Just body's made, like, come on, man. That don't even go together.
He's a pastor now. I still keep in contact. We became best friends after that. His
really?
Wow. Ray Lane.
He's like, you saved me from a lifetime of anger.
Man. I think we was about to fight because I found out his middle name was Keontae. And I started going at him about that. And he got like, say one more time. He got in my face. I was like,
you learned your lesson.
I had a
word time. Okay.
I had a fat bully, and he used to chase me. And we used to both.
It's called a mirror.
We were both fat, and he used to chase me home. But we were both like we were both stop and walk. Like and then we would start talking.
The slowest. It was like a blip.
I would just stop, and he would start walking. I start walking. He started running. Get up.
Was it your shadow? What was this?
It's you. It's he was like, actually, it was just.
Wait, I'm the bully and the victim? Yes. Oh.
That was just. No one's just looking at the ground. It's running.
Oh,
it's running.
When I stomped, he stomped.
That's Black Tony. He beat my ass.
Black Tony.
He beat my ass every sunny day.
It never comes out at night when it's
every
raining.
Every sunny day.
I'm confused.
And then at noon, he got a little skinnier. But as the day went on.
That's hilarious. At noon, I don't know where. And then he's in front of me.
He was on a lunch break or something, bro. Who
That's
knows?
Black Tony is hilarious.
Oh, my goodness.
So, I gotta say childhood because it helps develop who you are as a person. But you, I like hanging out. You got your best friends at this age. But it didn't matter back then. You'd just be literally looking at a bug and be like, "This is entertaining."
You know? Remember when you were young? You'd be like, you'd be bored at your house and go to your friend's house and do the same thing you're doing at home.
Absolutely.
And now it's fun.
I just like watching people play video games. You want to play it back? Nah, I just watch.
Serial killer? Like,
I mean,
watch it. That's a serial killer right there for sure.
Also, adult best friends also have money. So you can do stuff whenever you want. Your kids and poor is like, I want to do something. Like, I ain't got no money.
Part.
We can't go anywhere. Adults be like, man, let's go on tour. Let's go.
Bro,
to
you
town.
Randomly just hit us up and let's go throw some axes.
Literally.
That was like one of the most adult outings out because it's like, bro, if you don't have the money, you just, I'm catch up with y'all later.
All right, man. We got to pay?
FaceTime. Like, Pat, you want to come throw axes with us for a video? He was like, I am so down.
The nigga wore those shoes, though. I was like, nigga.
But you get that text at 10 a.m. and you can just decide, I'm going to do that tonight.
Yeah.
Tonight I'm going to throw an axe at a wall because Kev asked me to.
But let me be devil's advocate, though. When you're a kid, shut up. When you're a kid, though, and you're broke, those adventures can be just, if not more fun than adventures. Let me say shit, man. Fuck niggas.
Michael Scott was like,
fuck niggas.
Put it. I went, I had it.
I got one.
If I had waited, it would have been funny after he finished. I had to do it. But did you kill? Devil's advocate.
Shut up, man.
Devil's
I want to play devil's advocate to these jeans.
What color are they? I've been wondering the whole podcast what color they are.
Olive green, nigga.
No, they are not.
Yes, they are.
No, they are not.
Oh, hag on a horrible set of ass.
That turned quick.
But no, the argument I was going to say, though, is that when you're a kid and you're broke, those experiences can be way better than money experience. Like going to the mall with your friends when you broke and you got $4.
You figure bro, it out.
How like, did we make that fun?
Bro, but we did.
We would we just
did.
Be in there.
You know what I'm saying?
It literally was like soda and chips was a dinner.
Exactly.
Remember how much money, like 10 bucks?
Oh my God. I was rich.
My mom gave me 10 bucks.
I don't know, you bitch niggas.
I'm good till summer. $10? You got stuff I can buy at 7-Eleven with $10?
You try to do something, you're like, I got you some gum, mom. That's my money. Why are you weird spending
this? All right, I'm going to go with adult friends. Because Trevor, you make a good point. Like, those are the kids that help shape you. But I was a parent at 14. I couldn't even hang with niggas. So I was like,
You haven't heard this story, Trev?
I had a kid at 14. So, nigga, I was like working at a junkyard. So I didn't have time to hang out. So it was
He was a kid for 3 months.
Wait, you were hanging out at a junkyard?
I had to work at a junkyard.
You were a junkyard dog.
14. I'm about to say, you know this.
Just a 14 year old stressed out.
Oh, yeah, I was stressed. Really? Yeah, so
that's crazy. My son is 13. That means at his age, you found out when you were 13 that she was pregnant.
I found out when I was 13.
Did you immediately become a man?
You were like, oh, you're fucking at 13.
No, I did not want to. I was fucking at 13. Yep.
I guess I'm. Wow. Fuck that.
Yeah. Man, you went really far at 13.
I did a lot, man.
I mean, we was all like, I grabbed her butt. You were like,
more.
I want the wet.
Like, God, no. Like
home a, run. What is this?
Somebody's like, you know what? You're like, I can do that?
Right.
I don't even understand.
Pull out. What is that?
What do you mean?
All I know is hump. That's it.
See, he was reading the newspaper and coffee at 13.
See, he was the most unrelatable 13.
He's just smoking candy cigarettes.
His son's just spitting up squash. Like, what?
He's not smoking candy cigarettes. He's smoking real. He's chewing these after. Not me.
What you talking about with your
get out of here, kid.
Yeah, I hit this bitch from the back. And he was like, you want to play Transformers?
He's like, I gotta be at work at 6.
I'm changing brakes on a real car. I'm 13. They like, let's go ride a bike.
You imagine a little kid like, psh, psh. And my son's doing 3 months.
See here, which Power Ranger is your favorite?
I'm a father. What do you think of
Clarence? Goddamn Power Rangers?
What do you think of Clarence for a name for a young boy?
I'm a superhero. I got a kid.
My kids love this show. What? I'm in your class. Yeah, my kids love this.
He was inviting his friends to his baby shower. Like, wait, what? Yes. What is the baby shower?
Yeah. You mean bar mitzvah, dog? Yes. What else are you doing at 13?
Are you going to come to my birthday? It's at Chuck E. Cheese, but you're having a baby shower?
I bring my son with me. I used to have to take my son to school with me in high school.
Kids allowed? We are kids.
You both get kids' menus at Applebee's. I'm an adult, damn it.
There'll be drinks there. No, we ain't. Running, we're still making fun.
No,
of
we got to keep on time. We got to stay on schedule.
That is wild.
Yeah, that is. So we got adults
celebrating Father's Day at 14. What y'all get?
A little more.
A little bit more.
The fact that you
the advertisers are laughing at this.
Your response was, "I'm a father." So which one?
Pop to Miss Prime. Touch the AC. You're not even tall enough to get to the AC.
Pop to Miss Prime. Oh my God. This is why I don't open up. This is why you can't share.
All right, now you can go. We've had enough with you.
Like, I'm at my pain.
Mom, I don't like that to hear.
Can you talk to his dad?
Your own parent teacher conference? That's the thing. He's like a dad and a kid at the same time. It's so weird.
He brought W-9s to my sleepover.
W-9s?
To the sleepover?
I don't tell the ghost stories. Let me tell you a story about deductions.
The real ghost is Uncle Sam.
You never see him, but he's always there.
So here he had to pay child support on the lemonade stand.
He had to pay that.
How y'all garnishing cash?
Hey, garnish this nigga's allowance. Hey, garnish your allowance. I can only give you $6 this time. Why? Before it has to go to your son.
Oh. It's 50 cents. 33 cents is going to the baby.
That's been another episode. That's been another episode of
Versus. Somebody with a tooth fairy and the government like, so not today. It's 3 months behind.
If you have ideas down there, you
that's why he ain't got that side tooth. The tooth fairy was like, hey, you didn't pay your taxes. Ain't no money. And ain't no tooth.
All grown men.
That nigga's tooth in the case.
All grown men that know how to barbecue are missing this side tooth right here. Every one of them.
Tooth fairy, you owe back taxes. This tooth ain't never going to grow.
They put a smile on the back of a tow truck.
back. It's already on the truck.
I can't let it down.
I already put the truck.
Put his smile on a tow truck? Jesus Christ.
Any suggestions?
Jesus Christ.
Go ahead and inbox me on Instagram or email me. Smile on a tow truck. Talk to y'all on the next episode. I hate you all.
It's hot in here.